Welcome to the Elixir Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are doing the quarterback expectations here from the 2021 season. Looking at guys who are over expectation, under expectation. So we'll go top 12 here in terms of actual expected points per game. Josh Allen, number one. Brady, number two. A big gap between Allen and Brady, by the way. Allen at 29.4, Brady at 25.1. So big gap there. You had Lamar Jackson, 25, quarterback three. Quarterback four was Herbert, 23.8. Dak Prescott, 23.5. Kyler Murray, 23.4. So pretty tight cluster in there. It remains tight throughout the mid-quarterback ones, if you will. Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes both tied at 23 expected points per game. Quarterback 7, quarterback 9, 22 points per game with Aaron Rodgers. 10, Stafford, 21.8. Nick Foles actually is in there, but shouldn't really count. And then the last two that are really major starters are Tannehill and Carr, both just under 20 points. So you see, really, it's a between quarterback two and seven, it's a couple points, and then it trails off again from like 9 to 12. It's a little bit more than a couple points as well. So you see a little bit of tiering there going on at the overall position. So some of the guys that had that were over expectation. Jameis Winston was really the leader of the pack. Again, he only played 7 games, but threw 14 touchdowns, was expected for 8.2. That's basically what he did over expectation. I'm using safe league scoring, by the way, so you got the 6-point passing touchdowns and 4 interceptions, so it doesn't make a huge, huge difference for these expectation numbers, I think, with some of the guys that went over. But I think that's a thing to keep in mind as well, especially the interceptions. The interceptions really can influence that quite a bit. Joe Burrow, the next real starter that was above expectation, he was expected for 18.4 points per game. Yeah, that's good for, let's call it, high quarterback two production. You know, it's overall, it's a position 18th. It's got Josh Johnson, Tyler Heineke ahead of him in that, Nick Foles as well. So really, you know, we'll call him quarterback 16, although Heineke did start a good chunk of games there. He did start 16 games. So you look at it, I mean, it is really right in the middle of the quarterback one type range, and he overperformed, finishing it at quarterback 8 in terms of actual points per game. So again, that's the thing that I think is a little bit concerning, especially when you look at it. It's 9 touchdowns over expectation. It's 900 yards over expectation. So, and over in terms of interceptions as well, expected for 10.9 through 14. So I think some positive breaks here. I would expect some regression there, the yardage and the touchdown to come down a little bit more. Okay, a lot of those long, when you lead the league in 50-yard touchdowns, you got to be careful about expecting those things to repeat. Russell Wilson, tough to really gauge this one as well, but 25 touchdowns, 20.6 expected, and he's going to change teams as well. So we'll see some of the impact on that. But he's one that's been able to maintain a pretty high touchdown rate over the years. Kirk Cousins is really the next guy up. I guess you could throw Geno Smith in there as well, but he only played 4 games. Cousins, the next real starter in there at 3.1. Over expectation, his was not a huge, huge difference. He just basically overperformed expectation kind of across the board. Threw 7 interceptions, expected for 12.3. Threw for 4,200 yards, expected for 3,900. So again, there's a little bit there. Was expected for 30.6 touchdowns. He threw 33. So, you know, just basically across the board, a little over expectation. And lo and behold, that's really what you, that's kind of what you see. It basically adds up. So, his is not so over that it's unattainable. So it'll be interesting to see how his plays out. Again, they're going to run this back. He's probably undervalued in that mid quarterback two range as well. I think pairing him with a guy like Hurts can give you a little bit of stability here, both in the medium, both some ceiling here in the near term and some stability over the medium term as well. Some of the guys here on the negative side, by the way, Aaron Rodgers was 2.9 points over expectation, was right on the number for expected yards, excuse me, expected touchdowns. He was six, just short of in the mid 500s north of the receiving yard, the passing yard expectation there. That's really his big difference there. It's not really a huge, difference, I guess. It's largely, I would say, made out of him being above expectation on completion percentage. Some of the guys here that were near the bottom of the position in terms of performance versus expectation, really Trevor Lawrence is the big one, and he's expected for 21 touchdowns. He throws 12, expected for 42-60 in the passing game. Throws for 36-41. So really a good chunk below expectation on both fronts. I think a change of scenery is certainly going to do him well, or give him a better shot at least to perform better. But almost a touchdown of fantasy scoring per game below expectation is just it's a tough area to live. Lots of regression hopefully coming back towards him. But again, there's not like he underperformed yardage and in touchdowns. So that gives you a bit of pause. Again, he was expected for 384 receptions. He threw 359. So a good bit under expected completion number as well. Darnold was under expectation as well. That's basically across the board. Negative 5.1 against expectations, under and versus yards by basically 300, a little over 300, six touchdowns under expectation as well. And then he was 21 completions under expectation. Next up is Lamar Jackson, 4.4 under expectation. It's the touchdowns, really. It's 16 touchdowns thrown, 20.5 expected. So that hurts. Again, some of the running game stuff as well. He's expected for basically four touchdowns in the running game between design scrambles and – or design runs and scrambles, and he got only two. So that holds him back a bit. He's one that I'm really curious to see how his situation will unfold, given the changing wide receiver landscape in particular there. But again, at 25 points per game, that's a really, really high floor for expected points per game in this format. So I like him, and I think his rushing ability can prove to help him quite a bit. And he needs to grow as a passer, right? Expected for, basically just a little bit less than 100 yards more than he got. I think there's room for him to grow overall, and as a passer, especially when you dive. This isn't a passing analytics show as much as it is just expectations in terms of roles. But we've talked about the Lamar Jackson passing game regression throughout the off season. Justin Fields again negative 4.3 versus expectation, underperformed a couple hundred yards. 5.8 touchdowns under expectation. That's not going to help you. And then he was right about in the rushing categories there. So we'll see. I'm curious to see how his 15.2 is expected next year, right? That's his expectation. I'm curious to see where that unfolds. Especially without there's just not a huge... there's just not a huge outcome, it doesn't seem like, there. This isn't a Joe Burrow, everything sort of coalescing with Ja'Marr Chase, with T. Higgins, right? This isn't a Stephon Diggs comes in and elevates the Josh Allen role. There's a lot of a lack of that type of big outcome there. So that gives me some pause with him, and one of the reasons why I've been moving away. I just don't see how that expectation goes up 20, 30, 40%, which is what you're going to need it to go up for him to really be an impactful dynasty player. Zach Wilson, 3.8 under expectation as well. It's again, that's across the board, basically a poor rookie performance. The next one, really, the next non-rookie, I guess, would be Tua. He was under expectation by about 150 yards in receiving, four and a half touchdowns under expectation. It's right about the completion expectation, but and I actually did some work on this and saw that he was one of the leaders in yards per attempt on deep balls last year. So maybe there is some more in his role. There's probably something in his game that contributes to the low frequency with which he throws deep balls. So we'll see there in terms of how that goes. But he was productive, just not a frequent thrower of those deep balls. A couple other guys under expectation, Matt Ryan and Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill. Those guys are just over 3 points under expectation. For Matt Ryan, it's really the touchdowns. Yardage almost right on the number, about 5.8 touchdowns under expectation there for him. His new situation, hopefully it will prove better in terms of some of that scoring stuff. Josh Allen was 8.5 touchdowns under expectation. He was expected for 44 touchdowns. He's expected for 46, 65 through the air and only threw for 44.07 too. So there's he was right about expectation in terms of completion percentage. But I do think there's still ceiling there for him after two back-to-back quarterback one finishes. Ryan Tannehill will finish out with him 9.8 touchdowns under expectation. That's just a huge difference, right? And then you look at him. He did overperform in terms of some of the rushing stuff, rushing yards, as well as the rushing touchdowns. He scored 7 of them on the ground. He was expected for 4.7. So you see him clawing back some of that disadvantage, some of the passing game stuff. But overall, you would expect him to have been higher by 3 points overall at the position per game. So those are some of the thoughts in terms of contextualizing this. Again, I think different positions matter a little bit differently, and I think we see maybe a narrower range of outcomes here. We see basically, I think, the underperformers being some of the young guys who are unproven, just kind of struggling to maintain at the position. And I think a lot of the other stuff is largely noise. But I do think it helps you set some expectations for guys here coming forward. I think maybe Tannehill's a little undervalued might be one of the things there to take away from in terms of, like, he's probably got a little bit more ceiling there than we appreciate and just kind of drew bat a little bit last year. So that'll pretty much do it here for the podcast here today. Again, we will be going through some team previews here over the course of the next few weeks. Got some additional content here coming up. Got some guests lined up as well. So excited for all that. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.